Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes. Oh, my goodness. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. So much that we are dealing with. Obviously, a peace right now in the Middle East, right? I mean, you are seeing Israel pull out of chunks of Gaza. It's what was required in the Trump peace plan. We're still waiting, of course, for Hamas to actually return the hostages. What does Hamas get in exchange? Well, they get another opportunity to live in peace. Of course, Hamas has never really been interested in that. They'll have approximately 2,000 prisoners returned to them. These are not folks who have been imprisoned in Israel because they had a parking ticket. These are stone-cold killers, rapists, robbers, worst of the worst. But that's who they want, and they're going to get them. This is how devoted Israel is to having peace. We'll see where that goes. I know we've got some snippets from last night's debate. I want to take a listen to some of them. I thought that there were a couple that were really, really, really quite good. Quite good. Abigail Spanberger does not really answer much. If you listened last night, you would have heard her not answering questions. Remember what the rules were. Charles Pyle last night on our special pre-debate program laid out the rules. Everybody agreed to these rules. There would be no direct questioning. You weren't supposed to ask questions of your opponents. Winsom Sears broke that, you're right, about what, 5 seconds into it? Okay. Now, you do have to give Abigail Spanberger credit. She didn't actually ask anything of Winsom Sears, but then again, she didn't even acknowledge that Winsom Sears was on the stage. She wouldn't even look at the woman. I always like to juxtapose things, because I think you learn a lot that way. So, think for a second, if it had been a male candidate instead of a female candidate. Let's say that Glenn Youngkin were on the stage and he was debating a woman and he didn't look at the woman, never acknowledged her. You know what would be said? What a misogynist. What if it were a black woman, a racist and a misogynist? Interesting. And yet, Abigail Spanberger does not even acknowledge Winsom Sears, and apparently everything is okay. Just ask the legacy news media folks who think it's just dandy. No, nothing here. Move along. What about that J. Jones matter? Ma'am, are you really okay endorsing, fully supporting, campaigning for, campaigning with this moral reprobate who fantasizes about putting two bullets into the head of a coworker? Four separate occasions, Abigail Spanberger wouldn't answer. Did you notice the difficulty that Spanberger has? She has a real difficult time saying yes or no. There are certain yes or no questions that exist in the world. They are called closed-ended questions. And they require simply a yes or a no, an affirmative or a negative. Yay or a nay. I don't care, but it's yes or no. She can't do that. She won't. Well, maybe she can do it, but she won't do it. Same thing with this transgender thing. Are you really cool with naked guys? And in the case of, Richard Cox up there, a convicted sex offender hanging out in the girls' locker room in the schools. And now we're hearing that he had an interaction with one of the members of the school board, apparently swapping emails. It's crazy. Really, Abby? Are you okay with that dude hanging out in a locker room naked or in a shower naked or in the bathroom naked with your daughters? Are you that ice cold? Apparently so. Apparently so. All right. Let me start with the J. Jones stuff. Let's do that. Let us start with Abigail Spanberger, her first effort to dodge the J. Jones matter, Germ.
The comments that J. Jones made are absolutely abhorrent. I denounce them when I learned of them, and I will denounce them every opportunity I get. As a mother, as a public servant, as a candidate for governor, I denounce them. And it is important that candidates always denounce violence on no matter which side of the aisle. Violence, violent rhetoric, we should always be focused and forceful in our denouncement of it.
The question is, are you going to tell him
and
to
importantly,
get out
of here? My opponent, unfortunately, only denounces violence when her side is the target.
Don't lie like that, Abigail.
The future, she will endeavor to denounce violent rhetoric and violence no matter who the victim. And tonight, Lieutenant Governor Earl Sears, I will say, you routinely refer to me as your enemy. You routinely refer to me as your enemy. I'm not your enemy. You are not my enemy. We are political opponents, and tonight voters are here to listen to the policy differences that we have. So as we move forward, we must continue to set a good example for all of our.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Children.
Wow. Ice flipping cold. Right? There's no humanity in that woman, is there? Honest to goodness, there's nothing there. It's like an empty shell. Cold, dead heart. God. That's difficult to listen to. That's not the first time. It's not the only time. I mean, it is the first time. It's not the only time she dodges the Jay Jones matter. I think a total of four times. We only pulled two because, I mean, what the heck? It's just a variation on a theme. How about that second dodge, please?
In fact, it appears that it was those who released the text messages and held them for years. So the public was unaware who had knowledge of these text messages for many
hours. What did you do about it?
I learned of these text messages the day that they came out, and I denounced them as soon as I learned of them.
She denounces murder.
And importantly, at this point, as we move forward, the voters now have this information that was withheld for them.
You're running to
presumably
be
for Ms. political Earl Sayers, reasons, but the voters now have the information, and it is up to voters to make an individual choice based on this information.
Ms. Member, I understand what you're saying about the voters, but for you yourself, do you still continue to endorse Jay Jones? 15 seconds, yes or no?
We are all running our individual races. I believe my opponent has said that about her lieutenant governor nominee.
Ms. Earl Sayers.
And it's up to every person to make their own decision. I am running my race to serve Virginia, and that is what I intend to do.
Thank you, Ms. Spanberger. We just want to clarify, you know, what you're saying is that as of now, you still endorse Jay Jones as Attorney General.
I'm saying as of now, it's up to every voter to make their own individual decision. I am running for governor. I am accountable for the words that I say, for the acts that I take, for the policies that I have put out.
Thank you.
I am responsible for the policies I put out and the work I will endeavor to do tirelessly for the people of Virginia.
Thank you, Ms. Spanberger.
Hey, you got to give some credit to Deanna Albritton from Channel 8. I thought you did a nice job last night. I really did. That Todd guy from, I guess it's a Norfolk station, I thought he was okay. I thought he had, he piped in a little bit too much, trying to pretend that he was one of these network guys on one of the national debates. You could kind of get that sense, right, that that's what he thought he was doing. And so he hopped in way too much. But I thought Deanna Albritton, man, she did a great job asking some very direct, very pointed questions. And you heard it there. And once again, Abigail Spanberger doesn't answer. Just doesn't answer. Well, I am still in favor of tuna melts. I think it's a fine sandwich. All right. Do you eat them on a daily basis? I think they're a great sandwich. It's a yes or no question. Well, they are delicious and nutritious and malicious and yeah, whatever. No answers. No answers. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We got some lovely, lovely, lovely weather for tomorrow. If you like mostly sunny, right around 70 degrees, low humidity, yeah, I'll take that. Sunday, boy, this is a challenge. I'm seeing a couple of things that say it's going to be mostly sunny and a couple of things saying it looks like it's going to be a washout weather-wise. So I promise I'll try and track that down and get some details. But overall, for the next week or so, it looks like pretty comfy temps and really low humidity. So that is it's just a nice thing, I think. You'll be able to enjoy that a little bit. We've got Stan Drewski coming on at 4:35, my brother from another mother, Stan Andrewski, who during the week you will find over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. And every Saturday morning, 8 a.m., you will find Stan in the garage, hosting the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andrewski, right here on this little radio station of ours, News Radio WRVA. All right, we heard a couple of clips there from Abigail Spanberger. I think we should hear a couple of clips from Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. Let us start the first one, please, Jeremy.
Well, I think as everybody knows, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian before I'm a Republican, and I'm required to forgive people. And it's hard sometimes when somebody has abused you, etc., but it's something you must do, because not to forgive is almost like, as someone said, you drink poison thinking that it's going to affect the other person. And I want to live a decent life, and I don't want to have not have peace in my life. And so I, as I've said before, I would not say that. So that's why I'm wondering why my opponent won't say beyond it's abhorrent and disgusting, why she won't say it is not okay, and that he must leave the race because Jay Jones advocated the murder, Abigail, the murder of a man, a former speaker, as well as his children who were 2 years, 2 and 5 years old. You have little girls. What would it take him pulling the trigger? Is that what would do it? And then you would say he needs to get out of the race? Abigail, you have nothing to say? Abigail, what if he said it about your two children, your three children? Is that when you would say he should get out of the race, Abigail? You're running to be governor.
Miss Earl Sears.
Wow. Wow. That's powerful stuff. And once again, Abigail Spanberger is silent. Just cold, cold, icy. It really, telling you, strikes me like she's just devoid of emotion or human characteristics. It's weird. How about the second piece from Lieutenant Governor Sears?
Ms. Earl Sears, a follow-up question now. You said in supporting that bathroom legislation that this is, quote, a safety issue.
It is.
Are transgender students a safety threat? Yes or no, and why? You have 30 seconds.
I'm sorry, how did you ask that?
Are transgender students a safety threat? Yes or no, and why? You have 30 seconds.
So we know that biological men are larger in strength than women. We understand this. This is biology. If you look at football teams, you can see the difference between males and females. This is not hard, and that's why I'm asking my opponent, if your little girl comes home and said she was forced to undress in a locker room with a biological boy, what would you say? She's crying. What would you say?
Yeah, what would you say? I'd like to know. I still haven't heard an answer. Have you? It's 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.